The energy in the arena tonight was unbelievable. It was crazy. And it feels good. You know, we're happy that we're able to do things here in Milwaukee. We're happy that we are going to the third round, and we're happy that, you know, the people are into it. I don't think I've ever seen people in Milwaukee be so excited about basketball.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Bucks podcast. My name is KJ Eichstead. I'm your host. And unfortunately, the Bucks season is no more. The Milwaukee Bucks have been eliminated by the Miami Heat in five games. The 8 seed beats the 1 seed. I don't think anybody saw this coming. You know, it's crazy because we were in Greece when the season kicked off. And then now we just got to Italy, we just got to Rome, and we were not expecting the Bucks to be eliminated at this point. I even packed my Bucks jersey, and I'm being clowned because I will not be able to wear that Bucks jersey. And it's just so many emotions because we started like Bucks so many years ago. We started like Bucks in about, and we've been covering the Bucks for a long time, but we officially started like Bucks in 2017, officially got the pod rolling, you know, a little later. But man, I mean, like, what is going on here? The Bucks had a premature exit. And then the thing that I feel like we have to start with for our fans is Giannis's question, the question that was posed to Giannis: was this season a failure or a success? Man, I don't care what Giannis says, this season was a catastrophic failure. A 1 seed cannot be losing to an 8 seed.
Yeah.
And a 1 seed cannot be thinking they can load manage through the playoffs. I know the 82 regular season games is a lot, but it's just no good for anybody.
Here's my question to Giannis.
In this bubble that makes you think, like, you don't have to show up when it actually counts, man. It's crazy. Like, this season was a complete failure. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. That's my flaming hot take right out the gate. This season was a failure. You know, we started like Bucks when the Bucks were freaking
catastrophe.
We started like Bucks when the Bucks were like 20 games below 500. You know, we started tracking Giannis's every move when he was a rookie, before he was a rookie even, when he was first, we first saw the film, we were first studying the draft in 2013, and then we went with seasons where the Bucks battled in the first round and got eliminated. Like, think back to the Chicago Bulls when the Bucks lost by like 50 when
to Giannis, Butler,
when Giannis, you know, pile drives
Tony Snell.
What's his
name? Dunleavy
into the crowd to stick up for Michael Carter Williams. The Bucks lost in the first round in 6 games. That season, you could argue, was a success because we were simply like ascending. You know, then the Bucks assembled.
This season is not just a failure, Cage.
Yeah.
This season is a setback. This is worse than a failure. And Giannis, it's like, bro, would you have to not make the playoffs or be a failure? You're the most embarrassing team in the playoffs. That's the way I feel about the Bucks. Is like every other team, the Nuggets took care of business. You know, I mean, the Grizzlies are battling the Lakers. That's different. We're battling the Heat, and we got not only beat, we got beat bad 4-1. That's not even close. It wasn't like,
it's
hey,
just,
you know,
crazy.
You won 3, you made it to game 7, and the Heat just beat you. It was like the Heat were the better squad game in and game out. Last night in game 5, I saw a lot of just pathetic basketball of guys who thought they were better than these players on the Heat. The Heat, I didn't know who these guys were, right? And they're balling out on plays, hitting
threes.
They're
just trying harder.
Just trying harder. Defending harder. And Coach Spoelstra schooled Coach Bud. It's time to fire Coach Bud. That's what I believe.
That's another hot take, Bucks fans, because, look, we could get into the player performances all night long. Bobby Portis, I believe he had 17 minutes. He had 0 points. Like, what are we paying this guy for?
Come on, Bobby.
Are we paying you to score 0 points in the elimination game? And then you have Giannis, who put up a very hollow, you know, 38 points, whatever he put up, but he missed, like, 15 free throws.
It was the most hollow 38 and 20 of all time because he missed all his free throws, pretty much.
And Bucks fans, it's like, if this seems harsh, don't worry, because we've been here for the long haul. You know, we've been here through the lows.
I remember
the crash
game
out of the bubble.
6 in Milwaukee against the Suns in the finals. Giannis missed one free throw. Maybe he was like 21 to 22 that game.
Man, unbelievable, from
the free throw line.
I just think it's amen, but I think it's important for our fans to understand that this isn't just some like run of the mill hot take. Like, we've been through the trenches with everybody listening. We've been through the trenches with everybody in the Bucks community. We've been supporting this team since they had Glenn the Big Dog Robinson and all those players on it, and they lost in the Eastern Conference Finals to Allen Iverson.
Since the Gary Payton trade?
Since the Gary Payton trade, since before the Gary Payton trade. But, like,
T.J. Ford?
It's just, it's so sad because the Wisconsin sports media, Bucks fans, it's our duty to keep it real to you. And I think a lot of people have really latched on to this community and this Ike Podcast Network simply because, like, no one in the Wisconsin sports community, very few, are able to actually keep it real. Like, who in their right mind
is calling
this season anything but a failure?
It was so bad, it's not even a failure, Cage. It was actually below that.
It was like, you.
That's
you,
the truth.
To me, a failure of this season would have been, like, getting out before the finals. Catastrophic setback is exactly what happened, because there's a lot of things to consider. Is Brook Lopez going to be back? Had one of his best seasons, he's probably going to get big money elsewhere. It's like, what are you going to say?
I
want Brook back too, but you've got to be economical. And I've been talking about Giannis as the five for, like, it seems like a decade now, because he's a natural five man. He's got to learn how to diversify his game. Like, you got to be able to make the three free throws. You got to be able to make some threes. You got to be able to just win when it matters. It doesn't matter about the regular season. We have an 82-game regular season that Adam Silver is about to lengthen. He's about to lengthen this and put in a mid-season tournament. And, like, if you didn't think the regular season didn't matter this past year, it's not going to matter. Like, the average game, if you see all your stars playing – I commend you, because
you're lucky.
You've captured lightning in a bottle.
We went to several Bucks games where there was maybe one, maybe zero of the big three playing.
Well, the regular season is so long. Teams like the Bucks, who seemingly will be there at the end of the year, rest all their guys, and they are not ready for the playoffs. But this, you know, we just went on a little bit of a wild goose chase. Coach Bud's got to be gone. Coach Bud's got to be gone. I've been saying this for many podcasts, years.
Yeah, let me tell you why he's got to be gone.
He earned himself a little leeway with the championship, but I've said this on multiple podcasts, Bucks fans, and if you're a longtime listener, you know, I believe the Bucks won that championship despite Coach Bud, not because of him. It was a miracle we came back against the Brooklyn Nets. We were digging ourselves out of holes every series in that championship year. And a team with the big three of the Bucks stature, with the supporting cast of the Bucks stature. Like, Jay Crowder had, like, 2 or 3 points in the playoffs.
Bro.
What is the coach doing? Fire Bud.
Fire
him
Bud
now.
Fire Bud immediately. Bucks fans, maybe you saw this play. Okay, it was bad enough that Pat Connaughton got absolutely bodied by Jimmy Butler in the final play of regulation to send it to overtime. But there were 0.5 seconds on the clock. And if you're a true Bucks fan, you remember when Chris took the Celtics and drained that three with 0.4
Everybody
seconds.
Remembers that. Everybody remembers
that. We were in a snowstorm in Oshkosh when that happened.
Yeah, everybody remembers
that. Iconic three-point shot from Chris. And it's like, Bud, are you even thinking, bro? And then in the final game, moments of OT, right, when Grayson Allen has the ball, he looks at Chris Middleton, double covered. He looks to try and give it elsewhere, double covered. And then he tries to keep it himself. Call the timeout. You've got 3 seconds left. Grayson Allen has the ball. This is not college ball, Bud. This is the pros. This is Grayson Allen. Open your eyes, my guy.
Even if
this is not the time to trust your player and let him get a shot off, because guess what? He wasn't even able to get his shot off, KJ. That was the most pathetic part of it all. It's like it ended on, like,
you didn't know what to do. Yeah.
No shot.
Here's the takeaway I have. It's like, we could talk this detail, that detail, this detail, that detail, that detail, until we're blue in the face. We could talk about details, individualized things all day long, Bucks fans. The point here is that it just simply is not good enough. The results are not good enough. We are wasting Giannis's championship window. We are blessed to have Giannis on a supermax deal, on a long-term deal with this franchise, who he actually likes playing here. And the Bucks go and serve him like this. Coach Bud goes and serves him like this. Giannis serves himself like this by, one, admitting that, you know, his free throws weren't a big deal.
He doesn't think it's a failure?
And then
failure?
Two, thinking that thinking that it wasn't a failure. That's pathetic, Cage. It's like Giannis.
You gotta check him there.
I saw for the first time in my career, Bucks fans.
That's
Giannis
defensive in an interview.
He was a little defensive.
He was defensive in the interview. This is the first time I think Giannis was surprised at the outcome. He was like, maybe in years past, when the Celtics had the advantage without Chris Middleton, Giannis was a little more like, okay, I gave it my everything, but we just couldn't beat the Celtics. This year, full squad, better unit, better record.
I mean, man.
Fall into the Heat without Hero? It's like, they've got Jimmy Buckets. It's like Chris Middleton. I would ask Chris Middleton. As far as I'm concerned, you and Drew are now not as good as Jimmy Butler.
They're not, man.
So what am I going to do about this as the general manager? Am I going to look for a Damian Lillard? Am I going to look for someone else? Or are you going to prove to me that that was just...
There's no more time left to prove.
Catastrophe in your career, the low point. What do you think, KJ? Is Chris and Drew, are you bringing these guys back?
Well, Drew's on an extension. Chris has a player option. Everyone thought he was going to opt out. Well, he's probably going to pick it up now because he's got... I mean, maybe he will opt out. Maybe he'll force the Bucks' hand to, like, give him another 5-year max deal, which he doesn't necessarily deserve. It's just crazy, man, because all these players, we're talking about Jimmy Butler versus this player versus that player. The fact of the matter is, like, Jimmy Butler actually gives a damn. And, like, the Bucks, man, they've been too inside their bubble hearing about how good they are because they just got slapped in the freaking face. They just got slapped in the face, and it's a failure. This season is a complete failure. You had the Toronto year where the Bucks were up 4-0, or they were up 2-0, and they lost 4 straight. That was a learning year.
Giannis, that felt bad.
Giannis
felt
was like 24 years old.
First year of the Deer District, if you remember
First year in the Deer District, yeah. Exactly. And Kawhi Leonard, what can you say? In his prime,
beast.
With the Raptors, beat the Warriors, whatever. That was a learning year. Then you had the championship year.
Champion Kawhi Leonard.
Or no, then you crashed out in the bubble. You crashed out in the bubble. That was dark days. Stick with it. Stick with it, right, Bucks fans? We're loyal. We're not dumb. We're loyal. Then we win the championship, even though it seemed way harder than it had to be for how easy the road was. Think about this, Bucks fans. We had the Hawks in the Eastern Conference Finals, and then we had the Suns in the Finals. And we were digging ourselves out of holes in every single series. I stand by my words. The Bucks won that series despite Coach Bud. They did not win that championship.
That was true, Cage.
Because of Coach Bud. Then the year after, okay, the Bucks lose in the second round to the Celtics. We'll give them a pass, right? Okay. Chris was injured. One of our big three guys couldn't get it done. We didn't have home court advantage. Whatever. Frustrating. Too early of an exit. Too early of an exit.
We're up in the series, right? Like, okay, you know, Bucks were there, right? Bucks had a good start, you know.
And then this year, it's like
we weren't even there. We were a ghost.
8-1 seed. To lose in 5 games like that, to miss that many points, that many points on the charity stripe, man, like that many free throws, to lose at home. To lose after you traded 5 second-round picks for Jay Crowder, it's just completely unacceptable. And there's no other way to put it. This season was a failure. And the Bucks are going to have to do their work. They have their work cut out for them to make people, like, buy back in because no one in their right mind is thinking this squad is for real right now. If they bring back Coach Bud...
This is the 2021 squad.
Bro, the 2021 squad... Like, luckily won the championship, but like...
I know, but this is dead in the water, 21-21.
Yeah, like if the Bucks don't win... I mean, they're in deep issues. They're in deep issues here.
Well, this is what makes me so frustrated, Bucks fans, and maybe you too, is that the game was won. And the entire fourth quarter,
Same with game four. Yeah.
I'm seeing 0 field goals out of the Bucks. I'm seeing no scoring. I'm seeing... Drew Holiday, step back, fade away, off balance three-pointer, go through the net, clutch shot, and then no offense. And I'm thinking to myself, this Coach Bud can't scheme up a play if we're to save his life.
No,
he literally can't. And you know, he's sitting there watching this team self-destruct in the fourth quarters despite superior talent.
Coach Bud is not a good coach.
The most frustrating thing is, A good coach doesn't need to speak to the Drew Holiday, doesn't need to necessarily speak to the Chris.
Drew Holiday's a solid player.
But he's got to speak to Giannis. Giannis, it's overtime. You're down 3-1 against the broke Miami Heat. They don't have Hero. They're, can you name their five starters?
No.
Giannis would be like,
No, I cannot.
Struz, Bam,
Tyler Hero. Oh, he's out. Oh, shit. You know, it's like, Giannis, get in the zone, make your free throws, take over this game.
I feel like that's what Spoelstra told Jimmy. Jimmy was going right at Drew Holiday, made him his B-boy, as you know what I'm saying. And Bucks fans, it was a wrap. That's what I would say. It was a wrap. Jimmy Butler was the best player in the series, hands down.
He was, man. And it's like, let's rephrase this. For those Bucks fans, like the sliver of Bucks fans that are saying this series was not a failure, this season was not a failure. I mean, I literally brought my freaking Bucks jersey to Rome. We had this lifetime vacation. I thought I was going to be able to wear it. I thought I was on the flight. I thought for sure
the
Bucks are winning game five at home.
Thought they were done,
Bucks
fans.
They're like 12-point favorites. They got to win at least this one. Nope. Even if they don't win the series. The Bucks, I don't know if it was me clowning myself or the Bucks helping clown me. Like, It was a double clown. The Bucks and myself clowned myself into bringing my Bucks jersey. And
now it's going to be sitting in your suitcase as dead weight, man.
It's going to be sitting in my suitcase. And it's just like, this season, if you don't think this season's a failure, like, how do you justify
this
that?
This season is dead weight in your suitcase.
If your team is the number one seed and you have the best player in the world and you have two amazing supporting
two all-stars,
definitive all-stars, you have a great supporting cast,
you got Brooke,
you have experience,
yeah, arguably one of the best defensive players in the league,
you have the number one, you have home court advantage, you have the number one seed, and you lose to the eighth seed in five games, like, and you don't consider that a failure. You've got to justify that to me, because where I'm from, that's called a catastrophic failure. Heads need to roll. Fire Coach Bud. Fire him now.
Well, here's what makes me...
Coach Bud, man, he needs to be gone.
Intrigued, Bucks fans, like, is not only does crazy. Coach Bud need to be gone, but what is Thanasis saying to Giannis? Because it's like, Giannis, you may get away with it to Eric Name, to the press, to the ESPNs, but to Thanasis, who saw you go down...
That's
soft
true.
In game one.
That's true.
Soft with
the
back
could not
bruise.
Have been happy.
A back bruise.
Thanasis could not have been happy.
He could not have been
As
happy.
As the older brother, you're not happy.
And I think down deep, Thanasis is going to be the one, Bucks fans, that wraps 30-34 back in. He's going to say, Giannis, you were not into it. Straight up.
This is a pathetic series.
Who's the
series?
Only guy who could say this to Giannis? Thanasis, not Kostas, not Alex.
Thanasis, he's the only one.
Bud, not Middleton. Thanasis is literally the only guy who say, man, I was on the bench the entire series, and we fucking lost, and you didn't play very good.
Bro, you could have just hit your throws. You could have just hit your free throws. Oh. Bucks fans, like, if you're not hurt by this... I don't know what the advantage
in free throws? You said it was like 25 or something?
It was tremendous, man. I don't have the stats in front of me right now, but like, it was a significant advantage in the Bucks' favor. The Bucks did not get screwed out of this game in any way. I know some people like to just tweet their outrage.
The Pat Connaughton foul. It's like, bro, Pat.
Just accept responsibility that you completely dropped the ball. This series, you clearly dropped the season ball. Giannis title window, you dropped that ball. And stop making excuses. Like, excuses don't help anybody.
No. The Bucks, I don't want to hear about some missed call on Pat Connaughton in the back. That's a broke argument.
It's just like you had one second
to play defense.
You're grasping. At that point, you're grasping. Like, we're not, like I said in the beginning, we're not going to point out this thing or that thing or that thing. You know, it's so easy to do. The Bucks lost in five games.
Let's be real.
As a one seed
sucked.
To the eight seed.
They sucked.
That was a brutal series. I think you can give the series rating as if you're grading on an A to an F. And you got to keep it real. You got to grade that like an F or like you a have D to, minus. That,
like, bro, that's an F.
Probably like
a D minus is a 7-game series against an 8 seed.
If you're given the D minus, maybe it's because you didn't get swept. But like, I don't know how.
Maybe else, a 6-game, 7-series game.
Like
loss?
Like it's either like a definitive D minus or an F.
It's an F, bro. Five.
It's frustrating,
games
Bucks fans. If you're not frustrated, you need to look inside because any true fan is extremely frustrated. You put in all those hours, you spend all those hundreds if not thousands of dollars. Well,
here's
the Bucks just do you like this. It's crazy. They need to. They underperform. They underperform. The Bucks need to actually do their job and play to their talent, man.
Part of
it's
the
ridiculous.
Job, say you get a new person into your company. Say you get a new person into your class on your sports team. Jay Crowder coming in. You have high expectations. I know Jay Crowder from the Marquette days. We used to watch Jay Crowder play games for Marquette, go see him, not only in Wisconsin, but, you know, across state lines. And Jay Crowder can ball. And the fact that Coach Bud is the only coach who can't get this guy to ball. The Suns, he was playing in the finals. The Heat, he was like pretty much right there next to Jimmy. The Celtics, that's how he made his come up. And it's like the Bucks, you can't find a freaking role for this guy. It's
coach,
like, that's
coach
not a
Bud.
Jay Crowder problem. That's a Coach Bud problem.
Exactly. Coach Bud literally took Jay Crowder's basketball ability and he said, nope, not while I'm the coach.
Joe Ingles. Bro, you want to lose a series? You play Joe Ingles. Straight up.
I mean, like, okay, you know, we're
it's true.
It's like once again, we could go into all the details, man. The Bucks from the stars, from the coach, stars, supporting cast on down completely failed the fan base. They failed Bucks Nation this season. No ifs, ands, or buts. Anyone who tells you otherwise is lying. And it's like, Bucks fans, we're not trying to be super negative here, but like, someone's got to say it. Someone's got to keep it real.
Someone's got to say the Bucks need to get their shit together. Because
they really do at this point.
Okay,
yeah.
Now we went
we're
from
seasoned.
A team that was looking to go for the finals. We're going for
every
the finals.
Year. Every year for the next
but
like 5
this
years.
This year for sure.
This
the
year
best
for
record
sure.
In the NBA. We're going for the finals. All healthy for the playoffs. It's the first time we had our 5 healthy. I remember tweeting out game 1. I was like, holy cow. Our 5 starters are all healthy. We've only played like 13 games together. And you know what? Well, maybe that doesn't work. Maybe playing 13 games together doesn't work for the playoffs. Maybe
it's
you can
true.
Scoot by in the regular season. But in the playoffs, when they're playing their best 5 in the strategy, it's like, the Bucks didn't have an answer for the Heat defensively. Well, they didn't know how to score offensively. It was stale in the offensive end. And to be honest, I'm looking at one guy that's Coach Bud. I say fire his ass.
Fire.
That's my opinion, Bucks fans.
Coach
Let me know
Bud.
What you think.
Fire
I am
Coach
over
Bud.
It. It's
everybody's
like,
in agreement on that.
We've got Giannis. Let's keep this going, but let's get rid of Coach Bud. Let's go a new
it's
coach.
It's interesting because you talk about the regular season, which is this brick of 82-game schedule. And you talk about postseason. And you talk about health. And it's like, does it even matter when a guy like Jimmy Butler can just go out and, like, play so much harder than every single player?
It doesn't
player?
Matter about a Tyler Hero. That's my whole point, Cage. It doesn't matter
it
about a Tyler
like
Hero.
It comes
it doesn't
down to heart,
matter.
Too. Heart
it
is
comes
a big
down
factor.
To heart. The Bucks, when
they
Giannis
it,
went
man.
Down against the Hawks in 2021,
the
Bucks'
heart,
the
got,
Bucks
them
heart got him through that
yep.
series.
Yep.
6 games. Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday, you name it, they showed up. They won those games. That team, you know, could have won this series if they had showed up. I saw none of that. I saw no passion. I saw no, like, attitude. And to be honest, it's like, Giannis, you're the one guy I expect to call bullshit on the team.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
when you're even
just
dodging
excuses,
a soft
man.
Question as if this was a failure or not.
Just be like, yes, like, it was a failure. We lost to the eighth
seed. You're from Greece. We went to Athens. We went to Sapolia. We know that this is a fucking failure. Say it.
Agree, man. I mean, it's just you can't sugarcoat this. You can't sugarcoat this one. This is a failure. And I think the only reason, you know, we're saying these words is because we're passionate, and we grew up.
We love the Bucks.
We grew up in Wisconsin. You know, we grew up going to Bucks games. We've been following the Bucks for Giannis's entire career and long before that. And I mean, the Bucks let us all down, man. They like it's one thing to give a valiant effort and to lose, losing to an
five
eight
games
seed.
In the eight seed, and it, that
losing the eight seed to the one seed is just unacceptable, and you got to keep it real. This is a failure. This is a failure of a season. Don't let anybody tell you that this season was acceptable. This is a complete waste. This is a waste of... I hate to be this harsh, but like...
82 games, bro.
Anyone who invested significant time into this Bucks
waste
season...
Waste of 82 games.
Waste of time that you're never going to get back. Bucks just decided to throw it out the window. Oh, number one seed, home court advantage, fully healthy big three, best player in the world, cohesion... You know, play with the squad for a lot of years.
Great
supporting cast. It's like the Bucks completely dropped the ball.
It's just pathetic how if you look how the series started out. It's like game one, right?
You can't make excuses.
You're not playing Pat. Why are you not playing Pat, Coach Bud?
Because Coach Bud's an idiot.
Because Coach Bud is like, you know what? Pat's a veteran. Pat is a young-ass motherfucking guy. Play this guy. He's in his prime of his life. He doesn't need a rest. Okay. Giannis gets it injured because you're so freaking out of your focus mode in game one. He drives to the hoop completely out of control, lands on his back, gets a bruise. He's okay. Everyone knows he's okay. But then the coaching staff says, you know what? Maybe we should just let's sit him. Let's
sit our star player.
It ain't nothing. The MRI came back clean. That was nothing. It was a bruise. Giannis said, okay, I'll listen to you. Why don't he tell him to go take a hike?
So that's what I say. Here's what I want to add on this.
Tell the medical staff to go take a hike.
Here's what I want to add on this. Do you remember when Coach Kidd was fired? And there was like this for this period of time
Coach.
Yeah. Like Game of Zones for sure. But like there's this period of time where Sean Sweeney was like the only guy.
Sean Sweeney.
Like, left the team.
Sean Sweeney.
Because Sean Sweeney like worked out
interim
with Giannis.
Head coach. Yeah.
No. He was just like a carryover. And then the Bucks are like, actually, no, we're not keeping Sean. And, like, no one's ever heard of Sean Sweeney ever again. The Bucks need that exact same thing. Clean the slate. You go out in the first round versus an 8 seed as the 1 seed with Giannis? I'm sorry. You ain't a good staff.
No.
A good coach. And, like, it might be the Wisconsin...
This ain't Dirk.
It might be the Wisconsin bubble. That is just like all constant praise.
I'll take Giannis over Dirk any day.
Well, exactly,
this
man.
Ain't
but like it's like the Wisconsin sports bubble, which
super,
is like all positivity all the time. You cannot lie to the fan base. You have to keep it real with the fan base, man. These fans are smart. They understand that they were completely taken advantage of this year.
So I just watched 82 games, and we lost in the first round as the best team in the NBA, and this is not a failure, Giannis?
Yeah,
he's
literally like a. He's like lying to the fan
base. He's lying to their face.
And that's disappointing, honestly, the more you think about it, because I get it was like a very politically correct answer. It was a very good for the transcript
answer. It caught off guard.
It was a good for the transcript answer. But it wasn't real one bit.
No.
It wasn't what Bucks fans deserve. Like, Bucks fans deserve, like, hey, I'm sorry we fucking wasted your time. I'm sorry we lost early to the 8th seed. I'm sorry we didn't take this series seriously. And it's just like,
hey,
all that
I don't
was
see the Nuggets making apologies. I see the Bucks making excuses.
Bucks are making excuses. Fire the staff.
Fire the staff.
Keep Horace. Horace is a good GM. Horse, in my opinion.
Okay, so why do you think Horse is a good GM?
Man, it's not the fact that he put this team together. It's that the team completely underachieved.
It is, Bucks fan.
It's crazy, man. Any final thoughts, Alex, before we head up?
My final thoughts is, Bucks fans, as I was watching that game last night, you know, I didn't want it to go to overtime, but I thought the Heat were going to win. I just kind of sensed it in the fourth quarter. You're just like, okay, we're down 13 points in the fourth quarter. Okay, we've scored one bucket in the fourth quarter. It was a fadeaway Jrue Holiday three. Okay, this is the worst fourth quarter I've ever seen. Okay, Pat just got bodied on a last second play.
Okay, overtime. Am I expect them going to win? And the answer is a flat out no. So, Bucks fans, I said this in the last pod. I thought the Heat were going to win in five. They won in five. It's time for change because Milwaukee is the team that needs to change. The Heat, they did what they did. They're a good squad. They're not a great squad. No one's going to tell you the Heat are a great squad. If you want to hear that, I mean, man.
Heat are not a great squad.
They're not a great squad. They're a good squad. It's like they got Jimmy. He's a beast. Spoelstra's a beast. But besides that, they're broke, bro. We should have fucking rolled them.
We should have.
It's pathetic. It is pathetic. This is how I really feel. Coach Bud, fire him. Yeah. Giannis, smack this guy. Get him back in championship mode because I can't even believe that he's acting like this isn't a failure. It's like, Giannis,
it's a failure.
You're the one guy who would call it straight on his squad. Chris, maybe not. Drew, maybe not. But at least
no one else
would
call it straight.
And I want Thanasis to call it
until
straight.
Until Giannis basically said the season was, bro,
Giannis
was a failure.
Was the straight keeper.
What would Kobe say? What would Kobe say?
And
what
it's
would
like,
LeBron
dude,
say?
We're watching you lose in five games. It wasn't even six. It wasn't even in Miami. It was at home in the Pfizer. Oh, you want to tell me it's not a failure, bro? That's a fucking bullshit response. That's
okay.
My answer.
Okay.
Bucks fans, I feel like I'm ready for change. You let me know what you're ready for. KJ, what are you ready for? Final thoughts.
You know, Bucks fans, I mean, like, this is the immediate reaction pod. You got to let the emotion out, right? I think a lot of people are out there holding it in. Don't hold it in. Just scream it out the car window. Scream it in the car. Scream it in your apartment, your house, wherever you're listening. Get this out. Don't hold it in. Get it out. Send us a DM if you need a vent. But I was just thinking as you were rattling off that stuff, man, would Kobe have called this a success? Would LeBron have called this a success? The answer is hell no.
No.
And here's the crazy part. Giannis is like, when Michael Jordan... When he only won six championships in 15 seasons, would he call that a failure? It's like, bro, you got
yes,
it.
Yes, he would. Yes, he would.
You're reaching with that one. You're reaching with that one.
Oh,
and,
my God.
It's just we gotta call it on. We got to call the BS out when we see it. Like, Bucks fans, things need to get better, and luckily there's a good couple coaches on the market, two that come to mind for me, Jay Wright, Nick Nurse. You know, we can dive into them more. Like I said, this is the immediate reaction pod. Obviously, emotions are high. Tempers are high. No one wanted to go out this early. I know I certainly didn't. I literally brought my Bucks jersey on a freaking lifetime vacation. Not going to be able to wear it because the Bucks.
Bucks fans, let us know your reaction.
But long story short, Bucks fans, this is the immediate reaction pod. We love each and every one of you. And there will be a delayed reaction pod as well. You know, it's good for everybody to kind of sleep on this for a little bit and just kind of
cool
get
off.
Back to ground one. You're back to ground zero. And
let
like,
it out,
but it's
though.
Like, it's like even if
in.
You sleep on this, it's awful. It's awful. Like if any box or NBA content at this point is aggravating. Someone sent me that, but it's actually very true. And
I was texting some Bucks fans, and they were like, why are we so bad? Even when we were winning.
Bro, it's
even
crazy.
When we were winning.
Bucks fans, thank you so much for being with
for
us.
In.
Texas show to a friend. You know, keep it real. Don't fake it. Don't be suppressing these realities. This is the reality. This is keeping it real because that's what you deserve. Ike Bucks Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you again very soon.